Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode. Welcome back, E-Peep fans. This is Season 2 of Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G, and on the other line with me is the princess of the group, is good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie man, how you doing?
I don't care for that one bit. You know, when you do these things, you know what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Oh, I know. I knew I was going to get that one for this one, but I mean, it kind of fits the theme this week.
I suppose.
So
just because princess is in the title twice, you think you're freaking cute.
Well, apparently you do. You think you're cute. You're the princess this week.
So I know I'm cute.
So
got my shit on lockdown. I know what I'm doing.
This is season two, bro. So this is the first episode of season two. Episode 56 of our illustrious podcast, and I want to thank those that may be listening to this on Patreon, because if you're listening to this on Patreon, you're getting this episode what would it be, like 2 weeks early now, because last week they got the Pokemon movie.
So, yeah, and if you followed through on your promise of the break, then yeah.
Yes.
Because you said 2 week break for the free feed, but you made clear that you were on the Patreon, you could get going
right away.
Right.
So, yes. So, thank you to those that are on Patreon. My hat's off to you. We appreciate it. You are helping this podcast go a long way. And for those that are listening on the free feed, thank you for following us after the 2 week break. So that's pretty cool, bro.
I would hate to think that somebody would have listened to us break down the movie as good as we did.
Dude, was awesome.
I do it in jest, you know, I pat myself in the back. Oh, I'm the shit, you know. I honestly think we did a good job.
We did really good job. I think it was a lot better than our first movie review that we did around the Christmas holiday.
Yes. And I mean, that I will co-sign that 100%, but I would hate to think that somebody would listen to that review and say, you know what, this is where I'm going to leave them.
For real. I mean, the movie review came out a couple weeks ago, or last week if you're listening on Patreon, and it was almost a 3 hour long podcast, and we broke down that movie basically scene by scene, and on some parts on word by word when we had a big part of the episode coming up. So if you have not listened to the Pokemon, the first movie review, I would definitely go back and listen to it after you're done listening to this episode, because you're missing out, especially with it being on the free feed. We originally wasn't going to give that away for free, but we figured we'd be generous and nice, and we'd gain a little bit more listeners if they actually listened to it on the free feed. So, We appreciate everybody that downloaded that episode, right, Doug?
And of course, I'm sure that you did a fantastic job with your rap.
Oh, and now it's official. I thought I was going to get away with it. No, yes, I did do at least I think I did a good job on the pokey rap at the end of that movie review. So, yeah.
You get away with it until I hit play just to check the quality, and then it's not there, and then I'm...
Oh, man. Yes. I teased it for a whole season. I teased it for a whole 55 episodes, and we got down to it, and I had to do it, and it was fun doing it. So it was that's a nice 2 minutes. I don't ever think I'll get back in my life, but there's a lot of things you can do in 2 minutes, and I did a rap.
And I rapped.
So. But like I said, thank you, everybody. This is season 2, episode 56. This week's episode is called Princess versus Princess, or translated from Japan, Fierce Fighting Pokemon Girls Festival. You know, as weird as it sounds, I'm going to probably go with the Japanese version because that's legitimately what this episode is about. Just women fighting.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on in that title.
I mean, it might be a little clunky, but it kind of it's just fierce fighting. And I love how they put fierce in it because it's women fighting. But I'm going to go with that one. So you're taking the US version, Princess versus Princess.
Oh, every day of the week.
So this episode premiered in Japan July 9th, 1998, and here in the States, September 4th, 1999. And Doug, you are going to go first this week because we're back to some type of normalcy here on the podcast after we had a weird week of me like going first for 3 straight weeks.
That's ridiculous.
So,
and you went first on the movie.
Yeah, that one shocked me.
That's I won't stand for it.
You're like, well, gosh darn it. So, all right, Doug, since mine happened in 2018, you can go first because what is yours and what year did it happen?
Well, mine happened in 1989. And right off the bat, I'm questioning quite a few things. Okay. Because my moment should have jumped right out to you in particular.
Oh.
Because on September 4th, 1989.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get some shit for this one.
I was born.
You were born. That's your birthday.
You fuckhead.
As soon as you said, I was like, mother F. I was like, I'm about to get some shit for this one. Yes, that is Dougie Fresh's birthday.
How long have we been friends?
Oh, man. Like 16 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 years.
And I mean, I know you're not.
17, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I know you're not the best with dates, but you've taken to writing shit down recently.
I don't forget your birthday.
You forgot it now.
I wasn't thinking. I'm looking up historical dates. I never forget your birthday. But yes. Yes. September 4th, 1989 is your birthday. So yes, as soon as you didn't tell me what it was, I should have known right then and there. Because, hey, All Out is actually the day after your birthday this year. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes.
Look at that.
Here's hoping that between the three of us, something good happens here in the next couple of days in the real world time.
Yes. Yes. Because the tickets go on sale. So, keep our fingers crossed.
Keep our fingers, our toes, our eyes, whatever we...
So we're either going to be happy next week or we're just going to be like, well, shit.
Well, and even then, it's not over till it's over. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, we've kind of established that there's limits that we're willing to go to.
Yes.
So, but
it wouldn't be the first time.
It will not be the first time, no. And it probably won't be the last either if we have to.
No. So, all right. Well, happy early birthday, Doug.
Well, actually, by the time this goes out.
Oh, in the free.
It's already late.
In the free feed. Yeah. Well, actually, no. It's a day early. Wait, no. I'm looking at the wrong one. Actually it is. It's a day early, Doug.
Oh yeah, it is on. Well, no, but that's Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. No, on the free feed, it would be a day early. On Patreon, it's 2 weeks early.
Okay.
So on the free feed, if you're listening to this on the free feed, Dougie Fresh's birthday is tomorrow. So go on the Twitter page at Pokey Breakdown and wish him a nice and long happy birthday. And many more to come. No, I'll screenshot it. I'll be like, look at our Twitter page blowing up for you, Doug.
Look at all these people.
Oh, all right. Well, from yours, we're going to go to mine. Mine happened in 2018. And it's something that we've actually talked in the past about a little bit. So I actually have two this week, and you'll see why there's two. But the first one is a follow-up from one that we've had before. In 2018, Amazon became America's second trillion-dollar company.
Jiminy Christmas.
World.
That's with a T.
Yes, T.
Wow.
And still in first place, still to this day, is Apple. In number one. So it seems like Apple and Amazon are like neck and neck when it comes to funds and money that I'm starting to see here in historical events. I mean, I'm glad we do this section of our podcast because I actually get to learn a lot. And I'm learning a lot more than what I have learned. Well, I didn't know not doing this podcast.
So. Right. Because you wouldn't have any reason to just randomly look up dates.
Yeah, for real. And also in 2018, on this exact same day, the FBI announced that it had recovered a pair of Dorothy's ruby slippers from the original movie The Wizard of Oz that was stolen 13 years earlier.
I'm actually listening to a podcast about this very topic as we speak.
Really? Well,
not as we speak, but it's in my rotation.
Okay. So have you actually listened to any of it yet?
Let's see. How many episodes have I listened to?
Because I'm actually pretty curious because I didn't do too much digging. But so was it in 2003 that, I mean 2005 that someone stole the slippers?
Stole, yes. They have not been recovered yet.
Really?
But they have been taken. It's not wanting to load for me.
Well, it says on here that the FBI announced that it had recovered the pair.
No, but what I'm saying is where I'm at in the show.
Oh, they haven't been recovered yet. Gotcha.
Right. There have been... Damn, I listened to too many. There have been... Three episodes with the most recent being from this past Tuesday.
Okay. So that's pretty, I'm going to have to look a little bit further into this story because it seems like this was a big deal to get the FBI involved. And I mean, who the hell would want to steal Dorothy's ruby slippers and not think that you're going to get like, thrown in jail. Like, what are you going to do with them? You can't sell it.
No, you can't sell them, but you can extort people for money.
That's true.
You know, ransom notes and all that good stuff.
So, So yeah, that I saw that on the same day that the Amazon became the second $1 trillion company, and I was like, all right, well, this is some shit. I want to talk about this real quick. And right before we get into this week's episode, Doug, I want to throw it out there to our Patreons out there and our future Patreons after listening to this announcement. We have hopefully within the next month, we'll have further information in the coming weeks. But we're going to be cooking up some extra Pokemon podcast that's only going to be exclusive to the Patreon. So if you're paying the $5 per month that our Patreon is right now, you are going to be in for a nice little surprise that these episodes or these extra episodes that we're going to be recording of whatever Pokemon things we're going to be doing, because it's still kind of up in the air, but you're about to get some extra content.
Yeah, we I should say Wrestling Chris G kind of alerted me to some of the extra content that was available, and we did like the quickest of glances before we got into show mode, and it looks like something that we can work with.
Yes.
Now, if we come on here next week and we're telling a completely different story, don't say we didn't warn you, but
yes,
it's looking promising.
Yes. And at some point in the near future, I guess we can announce it. We're not sure what season we're going to start, but we will be doing some type of reviews of more recent Pokemon episodes that will be Patreon exclusive as well. We're not sure where we're going to start. Maybe we should ask you, the audience, what season we should start, and to give you a little bit of an idea as to where we're kind of thinking. We're thinking between Black and White and Sun and Moon is what we were thinking. But you'll be getting some more recent episodes than these older episodes that we're reviewing right now on the free feed. And that as well is going to be Patreon exclusive. So some extra stuff that we're going to be throwing out there for you, the Patreons out there. Yes, you have to pony up a little bit, but it would definitely be worth it, and we'll make sure to make it worth your dollar that you spend on there. So, but that's all up in the air right now. We haven't hammered out everything, but hopefully within the next month we will have everything figured out to where we will be able to talk about it a little bit more, Doug.
Yep. It's just at a certain point, it's about, you know, dotting some I's and crossing some T's. Maybe if we honestly can't come to a consensus, maybe we'll throw up a poll on Twitter.
On Twitter, on Reddit, because if you follow us on Reddit, that is us on there when we do post. I don't think I've actually posted on Reddit in like 4 or 5 weeks, though. I should probably jump back in the podcasting group and start posting more. But yeah, throw a poll out there. I wherever you follow us online, I'm sure I'll throw a poll out there to kind of get what the audience is wondering.
Right. Because, so, you know, if we're about anything, it's about audience participation.
Yes. And what you guys want to listen to, because why are we going to record something that you don't want to listen to?
Right.
So, all right. So with all that being said, it's about time for us to start this week's episode, Doug.
Yes.
All right. And I am loading up the stream right now. And today I'm actually on the actual Pokemon TV. I'm streaming this from the Pokemon TV website, like directly from Pokemon. And I'm a little disappointed, Doug. And I'm going to tell you something. The audio quality of the Pokemon TV episodes are not what I'm used to hearing. Like,
yeah, because I feel like these might have been like direct rips
from the original episodes, right?
Yeah, I think so. Because there's a couple a few weeks back that actually still had like the Who's That Pokemon and stuff in them.
Yeah, well, this episode directly has
this does.
Yes,
you say that because I've watched this a couple weeks ago because I wasn't sure on our schedule.
So I feel like this episode directly was a TV rip because it has the Who's That Pokemon in there, and the audio quality is not the greatest in this episode. But that doesn't change the review. We're still going to review this episode. I just wanted to throw that out there because I'm not used to watching Pokemon with poor audio quality, but I have it on mute right now with the subtitles as we're about to go through this. So I guess it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
So this is also true.
But all right. So Doug, we start this week's episode. We actually do not have the announcer starting off the episode like we normally do. We start off with Misty's fist in the air and her jumping for joy, saying that today of all days is her favorite day of the year. And she says, let the Princess Festival begin. And basically, she announces that this is the day that all the men have to listen to the women and do whatever the women say. And Jesse's doing the exact same thing in a split screen. And they're both basically talking to either Jesse to James and Meowth or Misty to Ash, Brock, and Pikachu, saying that they have to do everything the women says because today is National Women's Day. Doug.
And then James has a really good quick line of, how's that different from any other day?
I was dying. I was like,
bro, you got to be more confident in yourself.
So, but after that, we finally do get the narrator. And the narrator is breaking down. We have like a sky view of all the festivities going on of women's clothing, 75 to 90% off, and in a bunch of barrels just thrown in, and Pokemon toys that are all in the Pokemon Women's Festival that's going on. And Misty's going through the toys herself and basically picking out all the cute toys that she can find. And Ash has a nice little basket on his back, and he's just getting all the weight of the toys on his back, Doug.
Yeah, this has a very like Black Friday-esque kind of thing, just because the women are running around, you know, guys are basically being used as pack mules. Ash, like you said, Ash literally has a basket on his back that Misty's just absentmindedly just chucking toys into. Looks like off-brand toys, no less.
Yeah, they're not even Pokemon toys, and I wanted to add that snippet to it because you get a close-up of the toys, and the toys just look like just random little toys.
Little trinkets, yeah.
Yeah, like stuff that you like here in the States or maybe around the world. I mean, I haven't been outside of the U.S. yet, but it just these look like toys you can get from like the dollar store.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. Dollar store toys.
Yes, and then we get the nice little title, Princess versus Princess, to start this episode off after Misty comes up on the screen and says, I wish every day was Princess Day. And we go straight into the episode. And Doug, you wanna start this week's episode off with the food?
Yeah, we get a nice long shot of this dramatic spread of food, and Misty's just housing, just looks like she's got like some kind of sundae, and Brock and Ash are sitting there with two glasses of, well, you know, a glass of juice each. And Misty says, well, that's all you're having? And he goes, and Ash is kind of sheepishly, he's like, well, you know, guys still have to pay.
Yeah, all the women apparently get to eat. Like, this must be a nice day for Misty because she's eating free And the boys just have orange juice. But Ash throws out a line like, gosh, how much can you eat? And Misty basically looks at him and is like, I can eat as much as I want on Women's Day.
He should know. I mean, weren't they just at the buffet?
Yeah, for real. So Misty's just getting the treatment. She has a side hook that gets her free food. And then right after that, she gets to have a whole day dedicated to free food. Like, how do these businesses stay in business?
Well, you don't know their prices every other day of the year.
they skyrocket after today to keep up with the demand.
They charge you through the nose every other day of the year.
But there's this funny line in this episode. So this woman basically comes over and she's a waitress and she's asking if anybody wants like any more food. And Brock puts out his arm and he's like, would you allow me to be your prince on this princess day? And the lady just looks at him and goes, oh, that's so cute. When you grow up big and strong, you'll meet a nice girl. And she just walks away. And that just throws Brock off. He's like, ah, shot down. Ash is like, shot down again, eh, Brock?
He's just housing, just sweet.
Misty should have been nice enough to say, okay, since I'm eating free, I'm going to get all this food, but I'm going to share it with the guys, at least give them something. And then you all can enjoy the day. But no, Misty's very selfish. She's a selfish 10-year-old and does not think of anything but herself.
She would not be traveling to this town to experience Princess Day if she wasn't tailing Ash because of a destroyed bike.
Yes. So
so there.
So we go straight from that, and Misty takes a look at the sign that's right behind Ash and goes, oh, look at that. Look at that sign. And Ash is like, what about it? And he said, it's just an ad for some actor in some dumb movie. And she's like, oh, no, not that sign. And on the sign I want to throw out is a guy named Fiorella. And he's going to end up playing a role in this episode. That's just their way of introducing him in the episode. But Misty nonchalantly goes, no, not that sign, the one right next to it. And Ash looks over at the next sign and it says big sale today, 75% to 90% off. Like, that is some freaking sale.
What? Somebody's going to die.
Yes, for real.
Somebody
like who in their right mind wants to throw a bunch of women in one spot and say, OK, it's 90% off. Take what you can and not think that someone is going to die.
Somebody's going down hard.
So we go straight from that to Jesse starting the model from Team Rocket. Doug, you want to get this part?
Yeah. And no context. She's just in a dressing room. She's doing the motto. And we find out that she's kind of got like her own one-woman fashion show going. And
Meowth and James.
Meowth and James are just throwing like rose petals or rice, and they're just doing their lines, but they're not even looking. They're not even looking up. They're just like, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. This is wasteful. This is some.
And the whole time, they're doing the whole Team Rocket model.
And they don't give a shit about nothing. They want to be anywhere but where they are right now.
So. And Jesse, of course, because, you know, Team Rocket doesn't Jesse and James don't have any money. She comes up and grabs a whole bunch of clothes and she's like, charge this to the Team Rocket account.
They get fired.
They
would get fired like immediately. Like as soon as that statement comes in, they go, where the hell is all this money going? And then, you know, you would be able to look it up because I'm sure Team Rocket's got chips or something.
Oh, bro, like no joke. Later on in the series, Oh, all of this stuff and shit that they buy comes back to bite them in the ass.
No.
Y'all, dude, they are later in the series working for Giovanni to work off the debt that they have put themselves in.
Oh,
from
damn.
Oh, dude, all of this comes around full circle at some point. I forgot what episode, but yeah, they're putting themselves in massive debt and Team Rocket's not going to pay it.
Well, and I would imagine if it would be a different story if they were producing, like if they like were like kidnapping the Pokemon they were going after, if they actually got Pikachu, if they weren't chasing Ash around, you know. But they're like C or D level on the Team Rocket scale.
Yes.
If that even. And Jesse's just up here saying, you know, charge it. And I'm sure there's been, you know, numerous buffets along the way and, you know, big A-level restaurants and stuff. And it's all going on Giovanni. But apparently the one bit of continuity they're sticking with, Team Rocket's about to get theirs.
Yes. So, all right. So we go straight from that to Jesse and Jesse, James, and Meowth. Well, Jesse's standing, still wanting to shop some more, and James is like, I really hate this Princess Festival. And standing next to Jesse are two big old bags, almost as tall as Jesse is, just full of gifts and clothes, and God knows what's inside of these bags.
Human bodies.
Yeah,
mean, these are huge.
The only thing that they can probably capture, but they're too scared to freaking to kill anyone. But I mean, this is how nasty some of this is. Like, as soon as she opens one of the bags, she grabs out some food that has some meat. She has full-blown meat in this bag.
Basically loose.
Yes. And her like, what she says that she has it in here. She's like, I'm buying lots of great gifts for the boss, even though she's charging it to the boss. Like, what the hell?
Right. I didn't put two and two together there for sure.
He said, and she says, I'm buying him all of these gifts because I don't want him mad at us for not catching Pikachu.
I think she's a little late on that one.
It's been how long now?
Well, I mean, what did we? I mean, this is, you know, episode 56 for us. It's
been over a year.
It's been over a year, and they're still, and you know, we don't know how long they were going before Ash. Well, it's basically been a year, which in the show is probably
a couple months,
at least 6 months, probably.
Yes, and Meowth is like, do you really think that will work? And only, oh no, James said that, and Meowth is like, only if she can find a half price Pikachu. I was dying when Meowth said that.
Which, again, good line.
they're chock full of them in this episode so far.
Yeah.
Even with the Japanese title of this episode. But then we get what I would conclude as, the star of this episode, a brand new Pokemon coming right around the corner, and it's none other than Lickitung. Doug?
And it's just, it comes waddling out, and on first glance, it looks like a big ball of bubblegum, and it just says, you know, licking, and it shoots out this fruit by the foot, or no, bubble tape-like tongue. I was like, there's a food item.
Yes.
And it just hoovers up the meat and the soda that Jesse was holding whole and just leaves the boxes. So ate the meat, that's fine. But the soda was in cans.
Yes. And
aluminum cans.
And not even just that, but it's going through all of their food. Like, where the hell... This is a big ass Lickitung, and you can tell how big it is just by the, like, you get like a glance of Lickitung basically right in front of Jesse. Like, this is like neck high to Jesse.
Yes.
And Lickitung is going over, and it's not even just eating the food. It goes over to the clothes and starts eating the clothes.
Well, to be fair, it spits out the clothes.
Yeah.
It realizes rather quickly that the clothes is not food. It says, pleh.
And Jesse's like, those are original copies of
original copies of genuine knockoffs.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So that just shows you what type of clothing are 75 to 90% off.
Yeah. Dollar store again.
Yes. And just without putting up a fight, because Lickitung just starts walking away after it finds out that there's no more food nearby. And Jesse just takes out a Pokeball, throws it at Lickitung, saying, you're not going anywhere. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
She tries to fight it with Arbok, but Arbok just gets one lick and it's down.
Yeah, I saw the Pokeball and I was like, oh, she's already trying to catch it. Yeah, she throws out Arbok. Arbok just gets lick and paralyzed. Right there.
You're right. Like, she's so frustrated. She's like, you're not going anywhere, and throws it. And Lickitung doesn't even, like, I think it goes in the ball, and the ball doesn't even wiggle.
No, it's just, and we get Meowth going, she just captured a Lickitung. And James like, what are you going to do with it? And she's like, I'll deal with this thing later. Now I'm going to give my credit cards a good workout. So the shopping continues, Doug.
So yeah, then we see Ash and Brock looking exhausted on one bench, and then we pan over the fight over the clothes to another bench where James and Meowth look exhausted.
Yes, and all of these women are just sitting here just fighting over these clothes. And who's going to wear all of these clothes? Like, I haven't seen Misty in a different outfit outside of her being at the beach or at some one-offs. But she wears the same clothes every day.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of covered it. Yeah, you said a couple one-offs because obviously she was the God bless America, the magician's assistant.
Yes, the magician, where she was dressed as a Goldie.
Right. And you know, a few other random bits and bobs, but yeah, basically you're right.
But Jesse and Misty are fighting over a blue dress, and it's at that point that they both take out their Pokeballs and like, I'll battle you for this dress. And some woman who's like twice the size of them just walks up and just sees the dress. Oh, I could fit into this. And just grabs it and walks away.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, she would actually fit it. I don't know what Jesse or Misty were planning to do with it.
I have no idea either. But...
And then, yeah, Misty and Jesse kind of in unison say, hey, that was mine. And this big Bertha woman just turns around and they go, actually, that would look much better on you.
Yes. And there, because the woman just looks like she would just clobber the both of them in like one big blow for saying the wrong thing to them. And the woman just lets them go.
Yeah, because Jesse and it's fucked up because I always want to say Jesse and James, but not in this instance. Jesse and Misty want absolutely no part of this woman.
So after this woman walks away and goes to purchase her item, we have over the intercom. Yes, people, there are still things called intercoms and Pokemon. But over the intercom, we get an announcement of a Princess Festival main event. Basically, this is the part where all the women compete in different contests. And in the contest, once you win, you get one big, gigantic prize. And Misty and Jesse are like, oh, contest. So they're familiar. And freaking Brock just comes up and he's like, and a ton of beautiful girls. Yes. And Pikachu is like, Pika. Like he got all horned up like for no reason whatsoever.
And what do you mean for no reason? This is like Brock's Woodstock. It's a bunch of women.
And they announced, they said the prize for the contest winner will be a beautiful one-of-a-kind collection of Pokemon Princess dolls. And it's at this point that I guess Jesse and Misty have flashbacks in their heads that they were not able to get Pokemon dolls in their head. I mean, we'll get into that in just a moment. But also, in addition, the winner will have their picture taken with screen sensation Fiorello Cappuccino.
Which is no fucking way his name in the translation. There's no way that was his name.
Why do you say that?
Fiorello Cappuccino. No way that was his name. Just like there's no way they said deep dish cheese pizza. There's no way. There's no way they mentioned the Minnesota Vikings.
How do you know, Doug?
Because I know.
But and as soon as they say this actor's names, all the women start gushing over him outside of Jesse and Missy.
Oh. Ew.
What?
Start gushing.
Yes, yes, Doug. Not everybody's mind is in the gutter like you.
Apparently yours is.
Yeah, because you made it. You made me think of it twice.
Oh, shut up. Like you didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't. And all the women start running out of the store, and all Misty and Jesse are thinking about are those Pokemon dolls.
That, and they want to settle this little feud that they're having, and they say, okay, well, obviously whoever wins the contest is the prettiest. Yes. And, you know, the bonus is, you know, the winner also gets to keep the doll set.
Yes. So all the way, and we get a funny glimpse of after the women run out of the clothing store that Brock, Ash, and James have all been stepped on by all these beautiful women.
People pay good money for that, you know.
Apparently. Yeah, it's a thing. But we go to the Princess Festival competition, and we have the supposed good-looking movie star next to the other announcer. And this Fiorello is just he doesn't seem very educated. He just seems like he just seems like he's there to just say yeah or you got it with his good looks, and probably in the movies that he's in, you just get a close up of his face. He looks over at the camera, he smiles, the women melt, and then they go off to a different scene where there's actual actors in the movie.
Apparently, when you look that good, having a brain will just slow you down.
So there is something I'm going to point out in just a second, but they said that the winner of our contest must be as poised as a Jinx.
Turns into a Jinx.
Yes. And sit as serenely as a Jigglypuff.
Turns into a Jigglypuff.
Yes. And possesses the charm and grace of an Oddish, and the announcer turns into an Oddish.
And walks across the... Meanwhile, old Cappuccino is just sitting there looking pretty.
Yes. And he's like, now let's meet our Princess Festival contestants. And the curtain comes up, and it's all these beautiful women, and then you have old-looking Jesse. Jesse looks like she's the oldest out of this whole group.
Shade!
Does she not?
Shade.
Like,
holy shit.
And then you got young, pretty Misty, who did her hair in a nice little, it looks like a bowl and like right behind, like that, that's the screen. Like I'm on a pause section of the screen right now, but it, her hair is like a nice little like circle. Maybe like if you look at it from the back, it looks like a teardrop, but that's the way that Misty's hair is. And she looks all poised, and Brock and Ash are just like godsmacked at how she looks up on stage.
Which is bullshit, because they've seen... Have they seen Misty done up?
Outside of being the magician? I mean, not really. I mean, there's the band episode where she was in a bikini and they didn't think that she was a girl until she she until she had a two-piece on.
Didn't think she was a girl.
I mean, you saw Brock. Brock was sitting there like, yeah, I shouldn't be having these feelings.
As the kids would say, he had a very confusing boner.
Yes. So it's at this point in the episode that the announcer is basically saying all these women look very, very pretty. And Fiorello just looks and goes, yeah, yeah, very
yeah,
pretty. Yeah, yeah. He said, yes, they're Motabellas, which I don't...
It's very pretty in Italian.
Oh.
Is that pretty or something or other. Oh. Pretty women or something.
It translates.
It's bullshit because that dude's speaking Italian in a Japanese translation, which there's no way they... I don't know. My head hurts.
We go straight from that to Misty saying, being so smart and beautiful and talented, I shouldn't have a problem winning this contest. And Jesse just throws all sorts of shade. And she's like, I'm sure you'll win the contest, little girl, if they have a peewee division.
That was good.
Which is kind of, Misty gets so shitted on when she's in freaking contests. Do you not remember when she was in Beauty and the Beach, how they made Misty cry because she was flat chested. Now, well,
and earlier in the department store, Jesse made a similar joke where, you know, they were both trying to get that moo moo or whatever. And Jesse was kind of like, well, this would fit much better on somebody with a figure. And she did like the sexy, ooh.
Yeah. Misty hasn't hit puberty yet.
God damn it.
So, and then we go and they say, now let's take a look at all of the special, or let's take a look at the special prize that they'll be competing for. And the Pokemon doll set comes up. And I want to freeze frame this because there's a mistake here. And I think you know what I'm talking about, Doug.
So, right.
As much gripe as they give about Jinx and all this, they have a Jinx Poke doll in this set, and the Jinx is black, which is a complete error when they were redoing a lot of episodes and didn't have certain episodes air because of Jinx, or if they did have something with a Jinx in it, Jinx's color was changed. But in this original episode, strictly on Pokemon TV, so this is season 2, episode 1, in this set, Jinx is black. So I just want to throw that out there.
Right, but we haven't had that episode yet.
No, we haven't had that episode yet, but oh, is it coming?
Right, but so, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. They could have easily gone back and said, wait, this isn't the first time we've seen a Jinx.
Well, when the guy said as poised as Jinx, he was a pink Jinx. He wasn't a black Jinx.
He was not pink.
Yes, he was.
He was not.
Go back and look at it.
I'm doing it. He was not pink.
What color was he?
I promise you he wasn't pink.
What color was he?
He was not pink.
Go back. Hurry up. Hurry up.
I am. This is thrilling content.
It's so thrilling. We got to make sure we get everything right for all of you.
Well, absolutely. Well, more for your benefit, because you're the one out here telling lies to the people.
I'm not lying.
I think you are, though.
Come
that
on.
That is a... Well, that's not... It's not relevant. What color... He doesn't even... His face doesn't even turn.
It's like a whitish pink, isn't it?
Well, it's his face is the problem.
So, yes, but... as everything else, but he does not have a black face on, which is
he doesn't.
Yes.
But I think even they realize that's too far. They said, "Look, we could try to get around it if it's a Pokemon, but that would straight up be a guy doing blackface."
Yes. But
and it ain't pink.
Whatever. It's peach.
That was his face.
His face is peach. Right. But they'll all be fighting for this Pokemon set. There's a Pikachu, Clefairy, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Jinx, Jigglypuff, Chansey, Poliwhirl, and what looks like a Slowpoke because the tail doesn't have the shell on it.
Right, and, because I think even, yeah, no, it definitely is because it doesn't, yeah, you're right.
Oh, and they made it clear that batteries are sold separately.
Bastards.
I know.
Really?
Yeah,
they're so contest prize.
You can win the prize, but you don't get to play with it until you buy some batteries from our gift shop.
Which you just so happen to have to walk through to get out of here.
Yes. So, Pikachu starts oohing and aahing. Ash is like, "I'd like one of those for myself," and he sees the Pikachu Clefairy, and then we get Fiorello going, "Ciao there. It's good to be here." And
right. He doesn't add diddly dick to nothing.
No. His line makes no sense. Like, what? And then all the girls are just screaming over him. Oh, my God. It's so funny. All right, Doug, I'm going to let you take this next with Jesse and Misty.
Right, because so the women are standing there, and everybody's all happy and done up, and then they say it's time for the women to grab their Pokeballs, and both Jesse and Misty's stomachs collectively drop out because they thought this was a beauty contest. It's a Pokemon. It's a big old battling tournament.
Yes.
And
your beauty is not going to get you far in this contest.
And for the sake of drama and, you know, stakes and all that stuff, Misty and Jesse are on opposite sides of the bracket.
Yes.
Because how dramatic would it be if they met up in the second round? But the big issue, of course, is Misty does not trust her own Pokemon.
No, she does not. She is a gym leader.
She is a gym leader. Or an associate gym leader, or a gym leader adjacent, or something.
She's one of the four sisters that's gym leaders.
Right.
So it's at this time that, yeah, Jesse goes over to, or actually we start off with Misty. Misty goes over to Brock and Ash and says that she's never had a Pokemon doll set. Her sisters always had them, and the ones that she has gotten have all been hand-me-downs. And that she would like to have a brand new set of her own to show up her sisters. So can I please borrow your Pokemon so I can win this contest? And Ash is just sitting there, and he's like, well, you can't. I mean, the Pokemon won't listen to you. And she brings up a good point and says, if you tell your Pokemon to listen to me, they will listen to me.
And Pikachu's an immediate turncoat, just jumps right into Misty's arms.
Yes. And then we go over to Jesse and James.
Yeah, well, do we get...
We get a flashback.
I can't talk.
You talk for a living.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to remember if we get Misty's arsenal before we go over to Jesse and James or not.
Yes. So she talks about the whole Pokemon set and having everything as a hand-me-down, and she says she must get this Pokemon set to show off her sisters, and she's like, I will win this contest. And Ash is like, this must be a girl thing, and just Misty just blasts Ash just in the face.
Knocks some spark out.
So and then we go off to Misty.
Well, then we get it's revealed that Misty's going to be using Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Vulpix from Brock, and she's choosing her Starmie.
Yes.
So, you know, fuck Psyduck, fuck Horsea, fuck Staryu, fuck Goldeen.
But we do end up finding out, which they don't say. I guess there's no limit to how many Pokemon you can have. It's just how until you run out of Pokemon.
Right. So she could have theoretically run through Brock and Ash's Pokemon and said, oh, right, I have four perfectly good ones of my own.
Yes, whatever. For real.
And then, because this is a weird rip, and I feel like I can say make this comment because this is a perfectly legitimate avenue that I'm watching this episode through.
Yes.
We get the Who's That Pokemon.
And who's that Pokemon this week, Doug?
It's Butterfree, which makes no goddamn sense at all.
We're starting to get into the parts of the episodes where the Who's That Pokemon does not match the character in the episode.
Well, that's unacceptable because there's 100 and however many originals?
150 originals.
And there's only been 52 episodes.
Yes.
56 if we count the ones that we don't.
But we had a bunch of who they did all the Who's That Pokemon in the Pokemon movie.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, they figured off, screw it, we can take a couple weeks off. And they ran through like 15 of them in the movie.
Yeah, they did. Freaking Jesse and James were having a ball.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
But Doug, all right, I'll let you continue.
So, yeah, so we go right into a battle, and we're having Misty versus a young lady who has a Kingler. No, a Krabby.
A Krabby.
And Ash goes, Misty.
Oh, no, it was a Kingler.
It was a Kingler. Yes. Okay, I thought I wasn't making that up. And Ash goes, Misty, use your Bulbasaur. And, you know, she's like, okay. And she sends Bulbasaur out. And so it's Bulbasaur versus Kingler, and Bulbasaur uses Vine Whip and completely immobilizes old Kingler.
Yes. And then we get a montage of just bunch of Pokemon battles.
Yeah, just Bulbasaur just up there wrecking shop, just a Pinsir and Eradicate and I lost one.
No, you're good.
A Cubone.
Cubone. And then we get a Primate and get against Jesse with your Arbok. And then this is when Jesse goes, well, can I borrow your Pokemon? Because she has Weezing, she has Arbok, and then she looks at Meowth. And
this is funny. I legitimately laughed at this because, like, Jesse kneels down to Meowth's level. And they zoom into each other's eyes. Like, it's, like, all dramatic. And then Meowth, for what feels like the fifth time, has a realization that he, in fact, is a Pokemon.
He forgets. He forgets all the time. And he's like, Meowth is like, yeah, but you only have two Pokemon. And she's like, no, I got three. And Meowth, and they it's like a back and forth. With her eyes and Meowth, he's like, I'm a Pokemon.
She just throws him out there. And he gets completely uppercutted to oblivion.
I was dying. Like, that was great.
But then, Jesse uses her own Arbok. And he bites him. An old Primate goes down.
Yes.
And then we've got and then we get like Jessie's little quick montage because she's got to work her way up the board.
So Jessie and Misty work their way all the way up the ladder until they are the last two contestants in the Pokemon showdown.
How convenient.
I know. How convenient.
It's almost like they planned this.
And Ash goes, Brock, it's down to just Misty and Jesse. And Brock is like, and neither one of them is ever going to give in. And Misty and Pikachu are just over there just dancing. Look at how tall Pikachu is compared to Misty.
Right?
In this frame. Like, right? Pikachu is big. But... And they both look at each other and they're like, those Pokemon dolls are mine. And Misty is like, we'll see about that. And Meowth and James are dressed up as villains for
gangsters
as for some odd reason.
And I'd like to stress, not gangsters.
Gangsters.
Like 1920s, you know, gangsters.
Yes.
Right. Because there's a difference.
No, there is.
And then we get Jessie's backstory.
Yeah. And she goes into the whole, I hated those Pokemon festivals so much. And James is like, oh gosh, is there about to be a flashback? And Meowth is like, there could be. And then Jessie just jumps right back in and is like, I was the only girl who never had a princess doll. Every year I used to get so sad when I knew the festival was coming. I always thought every girl loved the Pokemon festival, Meowth goes. And she's like, the princess festival just reminded me of what I never had. I'm starting to think that Jessie just imagines all of these sad moments in her life.
Yeah, because, you know, it's been established that she was running with that biker gang.
Yes.
And she was gifted a Pokemon for Christmas or birthday. I can never remember. One of them's Christmas, one of them's birthday. So she must have been all right.
Yeah, for real. Well, she was rich, too.
Right.
So, sometimes these stories.
Sometimes you just got to make up stakes.
And James starts to cry and starts getting sympathy. He's like, I hope this year will be different for you, Jesse. I hope you win those dolls. And Meowth is like, me too. She's like, I'll do my very best. And then we get on into the battle. Doug?
Yes. So we get the tail of the tape. You know, Misty's the champion of the Eastern Division. Jesse's the champion of the Western Division. They're undefeated, which... obviously, or else they wouldn't be meeting in the finals. Which one of them is going to be the victor? And Jesse has a little bubble pops up and goes, I'm going to be the victor. What kind of stupid question is that?
And just throwing the announcer all off. He's like,
like, let's start the damn thing.
And Jesse and Meowth are like, Jesse, she's the best. Jesse, she's the best. Let's go, Jess. And she throws out Arbok.
And Misty throws out Pikachu, and quite frankly, Arbok should be shitting.
Yeah, Arbok's is like, well, shit. I'm always getting fried by this damn Pikachu.
And then the announcer goes, I don't know, Arbok might have Jesse might have the advantage here, and Jesse pops up behind the announcer, goes, may have.
And he's like, Jesse does have the advantage in this Pokemon battle.
Something tells me he's liking this.
I think so. I
think he likes getting yelled at.
And Misty tells Pikachu to use Thundershock, the weakest electric attack that Pikachu has, and it just fries this Arbok.
Because of course it does. In other news, water is wet.
And she says, Weezing, go get that Pikachu. And Weezing goes in and gets Thundershock and just lands on top of Arbok.
Off screen. Just doesn't even.
And then she says, Meowth can handle anything. And Meowth gets shocked and just lands on top of Arbok as well. And James is like, no, just can't lose. But this is when we find out that the battle is not over because she still has a Pokemon in her collection.
Yes, because Meowth so conveniently reminds her about the Lickitung she had just caught like 10 minutes before.
Yes. And it's at this time that she takes Lickitung out.
But for that matter, and I don't mean to do this, and Lord knows we don't need to extend the episode because we're doing pretty good. What happened to James's victory bell?
She didn't ask for victory bell, and I'm sure if they threw victory bell out there, it would be eating James.
It would be eating James. You're right. You're right.
So it's at this point that she throws out Lickitung. Doug, I'm going to let you go over this because this is a funny scene.
Yeah, so Misty, Brock, and Ash basically have the same reaction of, what do you mean Team Rocket caught another Pokemon? And, you know, they haven't seen Lickitung, so guess what makes its triumphant return after completely missing the movie?
It's good old Dexter.
And we get the description of Lickitung saying that the tongue is twice the size of its body.
The question that Ash got wrong a couple weeks ago on the Pokemon test.
Right. So shouldn't he know? Like, immediately you should go, fucking Lickitung.
You maybe fail that test.
And, you know, it can use the tongue to battle or gather food. So, and Misty tells Pikachu to be careful.
Yes. And she tells Pikachu to use Thunder Shock, but Lickitung sticks his tongue out and just plants it right on top of Pikachu, and it paralyzes Pikachu, or, yeah, I'm going to say paralyzes, because Pikachu can't move.
Pikachu can't move, yeah. I mean, he's out.
Yes.
And then Lickitung throws a tongue shot for good measure, which is a horrible sentence.
I know. And the announcer goes, Pikachu is too dizzy to compete, so Pikachu is out of the competition. And this Fiorello guy goes, Lickitung is leading Jesse to a major upset. Like, I think he's
exciting. No, that's the regular announcer. And then old Cappuccino shows up and goes, this is exciting.
Yeah. Oh. And Ash and Brock acknowledge that freaking Misty is in trouble. And Brock is like, yeah, Jesse might pull this off. So we go straight from that to what is it that Ash tells Misty to throw out Bulbasaur so that they can tie up Lickitung's tongue, which is not a bad strategy.
No, it isn't.
So, I mean, for Lickitung, that's bad news, but for battling's sake, it's not a bad strategy.
No, and it looks like it might work, but then Lickitung basically gathers in Bulbasaur's vines and is holding him there and just licks him and he's gone.
Yes. And then Lickitung just throws Bulbasaur.
Just doesn't give a shit about nothing. Just pya.
And Jesse is sitting there all smitten. She's like, oh, I'm about to win this thing. And they're like, Ash and Brock are like, if Misty doesn't think of something fast, she's about to lose this contest.
And then we get Vulpix, who is attempting to use Flamethrower, but that has no effect. And old Vulpix gets knocked back. And it appears like it's down to 1v1. Which would be Lickitung versus Misty hopes for Starmie, but of course, Psyduck pops out, so he's officially entered.
Yes, and I'm kind of glad that it wasn't Staryu, because what the hell would Staryu do in this battle?
Be a sharp thing that would be difficult to lick.
Oh, that's true, but
although, we would have thought that the vine whip would have tied up the tongue. So, I mean, who knows at this point?
And when Psyduck comes out, everyone starts to laugh. And Jesse's like, it's kind of disappointing to beat such a pathetic Pokemon, but go ahead and lick it, Lickitung. And Lickitung just starts licking Psyduck. And Psyduck is just taking it straight to the head. And he basically, Psyduck is like, why are you licking me?
I usually have to pay for this.
For real. Why are you licking? So, and the announcer is going nuts. And he's like, Lickitung attack is not working against this Psyduck. And Fiorello is like, wow, just like in the movies.
Which I want to know what the hell he's talking about. Doesn't matter how many women kiss me. I just keep moving.
And Jesse's like, Lickitung, finish it off. And Lickitung takes his tongue and it starts massaging Psyduck. And Psyduck is looking back at Misty like, what is going on here? What kind of battle is this? Could you imagine being summoned out and having Lickitung's attacks not work and just having a tongue just wrapped around your whole body? That's sexual assault right there.
Sure is. You can't do that today. And, you know, so Misty says, well, this is your chance. Fight back. Use water gun. And Psyduck just says, duck. She said, God damn it.
She's like, I haven't trained you to do any attacks yet. Crap. And Jesse's starting to get mad. She's like, I'm not going to let this little quack cost me this match. Lickitung, prepare for a tackle attack.
And Lickitung just says, "Leh,"
because she just caught Lickitung, so Lickitung's not listening to her. And the announcer is about to have, like, he's about to have an aneurysm. He's
like Morrow on NXT. Yeah.
He's like, the Pokemon are totally ignoring their trainers. And Ash throws out the line. He's like, this guy's never seen Psyduck.
Love that. And, you know, Lickitung's trying to use his tongue. And the announcer's like, it looks like Psyduck's in some trouble. And old Cappuccino said, looks like it's got a headache. he's got a bouquet of roses out of nowhere.
And Ash remembers, he's like, Misty, you know what happens when Psyduck gets a headache? She's like, that's it. Psychic power. Psyduck, use your confusion attack. And Psyduck just lights up Lickitung. Lickitung tries to go out and hit it with his tongue, and Psyduck sends his tongue back over to him and just knocks Team Rocket, and they go blasting off.
And Misty has won the contest. Where's Togepi?
Where is Togepi?
I just got, because she's standing there looking at the dolls, and I noticed for the first time in basically 20 minutes, she hasn't been held Togepi.
We're gonna imagine that Togepi is inside of the backpack.
Right. Never got it out of the backpack after they got off the boat.
They wrote this episode before Togepi was introduced and was like, well, we can get away with an episode without Togepi. All the Togepi lovers out there are like, where is Togepi?
So Misty wins. Old Cappuccino is holding Psyduck. Psyduck's got a crown.
Yes.
Says, this is magnifico. And she's looking at the dolls. And she's, finally, I got my own doll set. And she's over the moon. And she looks like she's about to cry. And Pikachu's happy. And they're congratulating Misty. And she says, this is all thanks to Psyduck. And old Psyduck's just happier than a pig and shit.
And then we go straight to Misty putting a label on the box, and that she's shipping this whole entire thing back over to the Cerulean City Gym.
So she can rub it in the face of her sisters. And Ash is like, oh, they're going to be really jealous.
Yeah. And we get like a mischievous like smile on Misty, as like with a black and purple background. And like Brock and Ash are like kind of spooked at her. But you want to know what I liked about this? They actually took the time. So in Pokemon, it's not the United States Postal Service. It's the Pidgeot Transport.
I didn't catch that. That's so good.
So that's how Misty was transporting the Pokemon or the Pokemon doll set back over to her home. And then we get the narrator sending us out of this week's episode by saying that she never could have done this without the help of her friends. And then we go over to Jesse, who's crying. Doug, go ahead and close this episode out.
Yeah, she's extremely dejected because she got so close to winning her dolls, and she's kind of hunched in a corner crying. Lickitung tries to cheer her up, knocks her on her butt, but it doesn't work. But then we go, and pardon me, but then we see James and Meowth are in some robes and they're kind of zhuzhed up, and come to find out that James and Meowth put together a living Poke doll set with the three of them, Arbok, Weezing, and Lickitung as the dolls. And just the last line of the episode is Jesse saying, "Oh, you're all just a bunch of living dolls." Everybody has a somewhat happy ending.
And that's it.
And that's it. And we no longer get the Poke Rap.
No, we get, they have, Pokemon has just released at this time, the Pokemon CD, and we, for this season, and you're going to get tired of it, they kind of revolve around four or five different songs, and you get a different song in the Pikachu jukebox every single week, and this week is the "Till the End, I Will Be With You." And I forgot what the name of that song is, but I know that whole entire song because having the DVD sets, this song is at the end of every single one of those in season two. And I ended up knowing the song. But
we get a bit of a flash of some things that are coming up in the episode. You know, there's no point in going through them because, you know, they're going to come up naturally, but we see that Togepi's a thing because Togepi's in this montage.
Yes. So in the montage, so there's also something else I'd like to point out. There's a scene with Ash being like held together by all of his Pokemon. And one of those Pokemon is a Charmander, which we know is now a Charizard. Later on this season, in season two, we will be getting a flashback to an episode that they never released in here in the US until 1999, but was released in Japan around the Christmas holiday, which is a Jinx episode.
Right. And, you know, we'll dive deep into that episode when it comes up, because oh boy, it's a coming up.
Yes, it is coming up pretty soon, actually.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we have an exciting season coming up for you in this season too, because we are just within the next couple episodes, we're going to be done with Ash getting all 8 of his Pokemon badges and getting ready to go into the Pokemon League pretty soon. And we will be hitting the Orange Islands pretty soon too.
Yes.
So we have a lot of episodes coming up. Some episodes might end up being a little bit more dry, especially once we hit the Pokemon League, because those episodes, it takes a couple episodes to get through the Pokemon League. So we'll be there for about a month or so. But yeah, it's coming. It's a coming, Doug.
It's a coming.
All right. Do you have anything else to add to this week's episode before we sign off this week, Doug?
No, this is a good episode.
What do you give it on your Dougometer?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Oh, I wasn't going to forget. I'm not high.
I'm not high. You know what? I'm going to start off the season. I'm going to start off the season with a 4.
Okay. Any reason for your 4 this week?
Well, there's some stuff happens. You know, we had some battles. There's a change in the status quo, because obviously Lickitung is a thing.
Yes.
That's going to carry over. There were some funny bits. Old Cappuccino was pretty funny. We got our first, like, sustained look at a Jinx before we get to the controversial episodes. We got to touch on that a little bit, which,
yes,
shouldn't really reflect on the episode, but gave us a little bit of podcast content that we could kind of say, hey, there's this Jinx, and we're going to tell you in a couple episodes why this is problematic if you don't already figure.
Yes.
So, yeah, 4, I would say.
Okay.
It didn't quite to me, it didn't quite hit 4.5, and it definitely didn't hit 5.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'm going to give it about, I'd say about a 3.5. We did get some good battles in this week's episode. We did get the progression with Lickitung. We did not have a Togepi appearance in this episode. And this episode basically revolved around a storyline that will never be brought up again in the series. So that's where my 3.5 comes out to.
And that's fair.
Other than that, this was a fine episode. I really enjoyed this episode, if you couldn't tell by all the laughter that we had during this. So, and we got the Pokemon Jukebox now that we can kind of talk about week by week. When, I mean, you guys might get tired. We there might be a time where we don't talk about it. But yeah, we got a new ending to Pokemon episodes for this season. So,
well, if there's a new song, because like you said, they cycle through like four of them.
Yeah.
When they pop up, we'll mention it. But once they keep repeating, we're not going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it about a month and a half that we will get new songs, and then after the week and a half, we can't do it, because it's literally there. I think the CD had 11 or 12 songs on it, and they pick 5 of the songs. But we do get, I do believe we get Jason Page's second hit song within these Pokemon jukeboxes. So once we get to that, I will let you all know. We let everybody out there know, and even Jason Page said he might even be doing a video, because he himself forgot that he had done that one and he hadn't made a YouTube video on it. So hopefully he will make a video. He's out there in the Pokemon world these past few weeks of us recording this. This is July 7th, and he's been out there. He has been all over. He just did a video with Leonhart on his YouTube page, so go and check that out. He opened up about 10 or 12 Pokemon cards and was able to get a rare Pokemon. I'm not going to spoil the YouTube video for you, but he's done that. He's been at Comic-Con. He's doing it all right now. So make sure you follow Jason Page on Instagram, Twitter, wherever you can, because he's definitely out there making the Pokemon community a better community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Well, say goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling you, do not miss next week's episode, because it's a perfect episode. It's called The Perfect Hero. Have a good night, everybody.